So imagine this. You just woke up, you're in the shower, and you're doing a quick mental rundown for your day. You're imagining all the errands you have to run after work, but before that, you have to have your kids picked up by 5 from soccer practice. But then you just remembered that your new boss is starting today, so you really need to be on your A game. It's really hard to remain positive when we have so much going on in our lives. But do you remember when we were kids, when happiness wasn't hardly ever a factor because you simply lived as a child? Unfortunately, in our adult years, we find it challenging to find these bliss moments because we are constantly on the move for someone or something. So in today's episode, we will be diving into the subject of what steps you can do to help sustain happiness in your life, especially through challenging times. We will cover 10 key takeaways on building your overall happiness through prioritizing and execution. We will also be sharing some real-world examples and a call to action that will benefit everyone who is listening to this podcast. So without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout also provides the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you find value in today's episode, please go ahead and share this episode to your friends and family so that they can find us and also enjoy today's episode. And then finally, if you're streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, after this episode, go ahead and leave us a rating or review. The reason is if you leave us a rating or review, it helps other listeners find us organically. So if you can leave us a rating or review, I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, so today we are recording episode 13, Pursuit to Happiness. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question here to start out this episode here. When is the last time you actually talked about your happiness? It can either be to, a parent or a friend or a family member, a spouse, or, maybe when was the last time you actually sat down and thought about your happiness? What sort of affirmations come to mind when you think about what makes you happy? Are you living a life that is fulfilled in a life that you enjoy? So today, that is the subject I want to cover with all of you guys, because I think it's a subject that we kind of turn our cheeks on and that we don't really talk about, which is a real shame because, life is what you make out of it, right? Or, the box of chocolates or whatever that analogy was, Forrest Gump. Thank you so much for that. So, when we're looking at 2020, which, honestly, that's a fine example. 2020 has been a real crapshoot. If you look at the media, the pandemic, the upcoming election, and, God only knows what else 2020 is going to throw at us because we just got into the fourth quarter of 2020. So who knows what that's going to look like. But these are all external factors. Now, how did these external factors affected your happiness? I had a buddy of mine, he got laid off during the pandemic and he was just barely hanging on, and he has a family, he's got a wife and 3 kids, and it's been a real challenge for him, and the media has been nothing but negative, and has provided absolutely no, in my opinion, absolutely no positive influence in today's society. So this is why I want to revisit our overall happiness. What are we doing today? And despite the pandemic and everything that is happening with 2020, what are we doing to help better our happiness? So today's episode, Pursuit to Happiness, I know that some of you guys are listening to this episode, it might be a familiar title. So actually there was a film that came out in late 2006 called Pursuit to Happiness. It starred Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith. Now, to me, I cried like a baby. I mean, if you have not seen this movie, I highly recommend it. But when you do, I assure you, you should probably have a box of tissues next to you, even the strongest with all with this film. So Pursuit to Happiness, and I'll just give you a highlight of what the movie was about. So Will Smith was played by an actor named Chris Gardner, and he was a single father that just continuously fought to try to create a better lifestyle for himself and his son. Now, during this film, he had several downfalls. He lost his job, his place. They were moving back and forth to different shelters, and it was just tragic. Now, you know, this film was, like I said, it was very touching. But the thing is, during this film, Chris Gardner, again played by Will Smith, he never gave up hope. He never sacrificed his happiness. He kept pursuing something that's better. He kept pursuing his happiness. And again, you know, I'm a huge Will Smith fan. I really am. I especially love his work. For those that are old enough that's listening to this podcast, he played himself, Will Smith, in a show, a 90s sitcom called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I just absolutely love it. It just, like I said, Will Smith is just an incredible actor, and this film just kind of knocked it out of the park. But back on the film here, there's a lesson that's within this movie that I just want to share with you guys. Now, again, we're going to talk about your internal factors, things that you can control, and then external factors. These are factors that are outside of you. Now, some of these external factors you can control, but we're going to go ahead and just address them as well. And we're also going to be talking about 10 key takeaways, 10 things that you can do each and every day to help enhance your happiness through gratitude and mindfulness. And it's going to help you push yourself to the next level, because again, you know, honestly, my opinion, turn the damn TVs off. You know, the news is not fulfilling. There's nothing good you see in the news, and it's caused nothing but heartache and pain for several. So again, we're going to be covering the internal, external, and then the 10 key takeaways here. So let's go ahead and start with internal factors. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you say to yourself? Every morning when you wake up, what do you say to yourself? You know, what kind of negative affirmations, what kind of negative self-talk are you bringing up to yourself? You know, maybe it's because of your weight. Maybe it's because that you feel that you should be better or you should be further along in your life. You know, the things that we tell ourselves that causes stress and anxiety causes the factor that we take away from our overall happiness. So some of the internal factors, again, you know, the stress, the anxiety, the self-talk, what are we telling ourselves every single day? Now, a couple weeks ago, I did an episode on affirmations. On a mirror in my downstairs bathroom, I had sticky notes. And on these sticky notes, these are things I see each and every morning before I wake up, after I wake up, I should say, and when I look at myself in the mirror. Some of the things I wrote on the sticky notes are things that are very positive, very engaging. One thing said, I love my parents. I love my children. You know, I am worthy. I am intelligent. I am capable. Having that positive talk, doing your affirmations, you know, you are worthy. You are beautiful. You are capable. You know, you are able to achieve greatness. These are things that will help levitate yourself and will help put you in a better position. So that's internal factors. External factors. Now, honestly, could you name your top 5 people that you hang out with? Now you think about that. So there was a study that was conducted a while ago, and they say that, you know, you are more than likely to become the average of the five people that you hang out with. So if you guys can recall back in the MySpace era, and I don't know, is MySpace even a thing anymore? I don't know. I'm sure it is. But back when I remembered, on MySpace, you had your top five friends. Now, statistically insane, they say that you become the average of. So, if you choose to hang out with five alcoholics, guess what? You're going to probably be number six. If you hang out with five millionaires, guess what? You will probably be the sixth millionaire. If you hang out with five great moms or great dads, guess what? You will probably be a great parent yourself. So, and again, you know, when I actually had someone wrote into the show a while ago when we were talking about negative self-talk, and that episode premiered about a month and a half ago, and I had this listener wrote in, and he said that he still lives at home, and his dad is just extremely negative. You know, he's not bad, but it was just, you know, he hates his job, he hates everything that's going on, and he doesn't have any kind of positive intake in life. And I told him, I said, you know, take it as another challenge. You know, I mean, honestly, if we choose to hang out with negative people and associate with negative people, then that's what we're going to end up being. We're going to be negative, and it's going to steal our happiness and our joy. So there's a few things, okay? So you need to revisit your circle. You know, who are the people that you hang out with the most? Because again, iron sharpens against iron. You know, you're going to become the average of. And now there's a thing called limited associations. So in terms of having a limited association with someone, so for an example, like the story I was just telling you about the son and the father, say the son got old enough and he moved out, then he can say, you know, once a month I can go grab coffee with my dad and just kind of catch up, you know, not to completely like dismantle the relationship, but to have, you know, certain contacts. Because again, you know, when we allow negative people or the people in our lives that aren't as fulfilling, or that's not going to get us to where we would love to be, or matches are the path that we want to take. So that is limited association. And again, you know, it's very important to establish limited associations with individuals that don't quite align with your life mission. So we have our internal factors, we have our external factors, and then we have our 10 key takeaways, which I'm going to cover right now. So when we talk about our 10 key takeaways, if you have a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, I'd love for you guys to just take notes. And now for me, I've slowly implementing these steps into my day-to-day activities. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's really helped open my eyes. It really has. So once I go through the list here, I'm sure that you guys are going to kind of say, oh, okay, now I kind of see where Byron's coming from. So first and foremost, make happiness your goal. You got to have a can-do attitude. You know, I had a buddy years and years ago. He used to play guitar back in high school a little bit. And, you know, since then he hasn't touched a guitar or even thought about playing a guitar. And now he's married and he's got kids. And, you know, he was telling me, I was kind of touching bases with him about 6 months ago. And I asked him about it. And he's like, you know, I just feels like I'm in a rut. You know, he work a 9-to-5 job, he's married, he's got kids, he's doing the same thing day in, day out, and he's not getting a sense of fulfillment. And he's like, you know, I found my guitar in my garage, I dusted it off, and I was sitting there, and I was I was tuning the guitar, and I was playing it a little bit, and my God, it took me back. it took me back, like, back in high school when I felt like I was really alive. And I was like, you know, I'm like, was your wife there? And he started laughing. He was like, no, my wife wasn't there. But you get what I'm saying. I was like, absolutely. So right now he's meeting with some people, and he's wanting to set up a small band, and he wants to play in, like, weddings and, you know, graduations and different kind of venues. And, you know, he's getting a sense of fulfillment, and he pursued something that made him happy. Again, pursuit to happiness. He made happiness his goal, and he sets time aside every week to practice. So this is actually a great segue in number two here. Understand what makes you happy. So again, you know, my friend, and I'm not going to use his name, but we're going to use the name Jeff here. So Jeff, he enjoyed playing the guitar, and he understood that that's what made him happy. And his wife was very supportive, and he just enjoyed doing it. If you're into hiking, gardening, you know, whatever makes you happy, you know, make sure to understand that you get a sense of fulfillment out of it. And then third, again, an excellent segue from one and two, is to prioritize. Prioritize time to do so. Now, for those who are listening to this, you guys know that I am a restaurant manager. And for those are restaurant managers that are listening to this podcast, so you can understand and, I don't know so much appreciate, but at least understand the fact that our schedules are crazy. And I'm sure some of you other professionals out there are saying the same thing, like, well, my schedule is pretty crazy. So that is why it's so important to prioritize and to understand, first and foremost, you know, making happiness your goal and understanding what makes you happy. So, like, usually, like, I have Tuesday mornings and all day Wednesdays to myself. So I block that time out for podcasting. And usually I spend a little bit of time on Monday nights. So I plan time to sit down, to write my scripts, record, edit, reach out to other podcasters, and network. Because it's something I love to do. You know, it makes me happy. It gives me a sense of fulfillment. Plus, I also feel that I have a skill set that I can share with each and every one of you guys because, you know, again, you know, I want to, you know, be a light in this dim world, and I want to provide inspiration through motivation. Number four, this is probably really important. Savor the small things. Absolutely savor the small things. You know, I was at a family get together a few weeks ago. My girlfriend was there, and, you know, it was really beautiful outside. We were grilling out, and we were sitting there talking, and you know, the whole family, they were just chit-chatting about, you know, work and the kids, and I just kind of sat back, and, you know, I kind of looked at everybody, and I said, you know what? This is great. This is awesome. This is more than what most people have. I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. And I savored that little moment. And a lot of people, you know, they go to reunions, get-togethers, and they just like, oh, I just want to go and get it done with. I'm tired of it. You know, I get there. I'm like, all right, when is this over with? You know, you got to find the good in those moments, because moments like that, I'm going to be honest, they don't last forever. Number five, ration your time. I realize that there's only 24 hours in a day, and sometimes it doesn't feel like that's enough. But even if you invest a small amount of time into something that you love doing and something that you can pursue with full-on happiness, even if it's 30 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour of your day, it's well worth it. You know, again, like my friend Jeff that plays guitar, you know, he said he has, he gets off at work at 4 o'clock and he has to pick his kids up at daycare by 5:30. So he spends an hour, a little over an hour, just fine-tuning his guitar, playing, and, you know, just figuring out what he's going to bring to the table to his band. So, you know, ration your time, invest your time wisely in your passions. Number six, think of happy thoughts. Going back to the beginning of the episode, I know with everything that has been going on in 2020, and again, I'm just covering what's going on in the news and the media. You know, God only knows what's going on in your household and everything that's going on. And, you know, it is hard to find happiness. But when we look at the good in certain situations, you know, it helps maximize the moment for an example, again, you know, like my friend, he got laid off at the first part of the pandemic, but you know, he was able to draw some unemployment, but he ended up actually getting a better paying job. They asked him to come back, but he's like, no, you know, I was making $13 an hour, now I'm making $17 an hour and I have weekends off. Things happen for certain reasons, but when we look at the good and look at the outcome to come, you know, I mean, it could be way more than what situation that occurred prior to. So it's always good to find the happy thoughts, or to have happy thoughts, and honestly, you know, telling yourself these things, like I was talking about affirmations in the morning, talking about, you know, saying that you are beautiful, you are gifted, you know, find the good in these conversations. So, and number 7, find purpose and pleasure. Find your purpose in what you do. So for my pleasure, again, is podcasting. I find a sense of purpose in what I do because I want to help people that listens to my podcast. You know, you might be having a crapshoot day, but I want you to be able to come to my podcast and get a sense of fulfillment. You know, if I could make you smile and say that you have lifted your mood and you feel better after you listen to my podcast, then I did my job. That's all I want to do, is to make the world a better place. So number 8, think less me time and more we time. So for those that have a significant other, a life partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it might be, or you know what, it might not be a romantic partner, it could be your parents, could be your friend, spending time with the right people will draw the good out of your mood. It will help enhance your happiness, because honestly, if you know me, like I go on walks, I enjoy it, you know, I love the fitness piece of it, but with my girlfriend, she lives states away for right now, we're usually talking on the phone. I take that time as we time, and I love it, I enjoy it, I look forward to it. So it gives you a sense of pride and happiness. Number 9 here, my advice: go off the grid. The reason why I say that is, when you go off the grid, say if you jump off Facebook for a day or two, you separate yourself from the negative that you see on Facebook. Or say, for example, plan a trip. You go off the grid. Plan a weekend getaway with your family. Leave your cell phones at home, or just take one and just keep it on silent, just, you know, for emergencies. But go off the grid and take a weekend and just get away from it all. It will help center your mind, and it will help you spend a little bit more quality time, not with only just yourself, but with the friends and family or whomever you're choosing to go with. And if you go with yourself and you just wanted to get out, I mean, that's fine as well. Just as long as you find a sense of pleasure and happiness in what you do, that's all that really matters. And then finally, number 10, be nicer. Be nice to everyone that you come across, because we honestly don't know their battles. You know, it's like us, you know, there's days that it's just way too challenging, but we have to go to work because we have bills to pay. And then when you get to work and someone just comes down at you, and it just feels like you're just willing, you're almost there to snap. So to share a quick story here, I have a manager that I know of that works in a different company, in a different field, and he was telling me just the other day that he had an employee that came back to work, and he found out that she had a grandmother that was diagnosed with cancer, and she doesn't know her father. And her mom was kind of in and out of her life. So grandma was the one that took care of her. And, you know, she was just destroyed inside to know that, you know, her grandma was going to soon pass. And she got to work and she just tried to put on a brave face. And she had a customer just scold her because of something that happened. She had nothing to do with it, but scold her, and she just broke down and cried. It's like, You know, I understand that things do happen in our lives, you know, maybe minor inconvenience. You know, you go to a restaurant and you ask for no pickles on your sandwich, and then you find that there are pickles on your sandwich. Or, say, for example, if you go to Walmart and you gotta wait an extra 10 minutes, you know, I mean, we have to learn as a society to be nicer to one another. Especially with these times, these troubling times, with everything that's being shown on the media, the pandemic, and with everything that has gone on in 2020, I know it's challenging, but be nicer to people, because we don't know other people's stories. We just know our own. And honestly, if we are going through a challenging time, it's hard to guess what the individual that we're approaching, or, you know, we might be having a conflict with. God only knows what they're going through. So just be nicer. And then I'm going to actually add in another item here. And I think it's a fun thing to add in your 10 key takeaway. So it'll actually be 11. Number 11, just make Sunday a future fun day. Sundays is a day that I don't do any podcasting. I don't do any kind of work related. I don't do anything that is remotely equal to work. I don't even power my computer on in my home office. I spend that day with my children. I spend that day with my girlfriend. I spend that day with my family. I plan on events. And here's the thing, like, planning this one day. So, for example, if you say, okay, from now on, Sunday is fun day. Sunday is family day. You know, plan ahead accordingly. You know, nothing is more irritating when Sunday comes up and then you're sitting at the breakfast table with your family. And they say, well, what are we going to do today? And you're like, I don't know. You know, plan accordingly. You know, ask your family, you know, what would you guys like to do? Have a schedule. Make something exciting out of it. But most importantly, find some joy and find happiness in what you do with yourself and your family. Make it a moment that you guys will always remember. And like I said, like over the summer here, my girlfriend and I, we took my oldest son to an aquarium in Dubuque, and we absolutely loved it. You know, we took a lot of pictures, and there was just so many nature scenes, and it was amazing. And they had like a 4D movie theater in there, so we actually sat there and we watched a 4D movie. It was incredible. It was fun. And it was actually, for those who don't know this, I have my second oldest, Kenneck is his name. I have a little squid in my home office, and I showed him in a promo video a couple of weeks back. Squiddy is his name, and that's where I actually got him from. Was from the aquarium, I should say, the aquarium in Dubuque. And it was, like I said, it was very incredible. We enjoyed it. We had a great time, and we made a memory out of it. You know, we had a short drive. It was only an hour away. We got up there and we had a blast. So we made some memories out of it. So make Sunday your future fun day with your family. It's very important. So today I want you guys to take a moment. Again, take a piece of paper out, write down these 10 items, and I'm going, or 11 items, I should say, because I just added on the 11th here, and I'm going to leave these 11 key actions into the show notes, so if you guys need reference, you guys can go back to the show notes, but go ahead and sit down and figure out what you can do to enhance your happiness. What can you do? And you can utilize 1, 2, 3, or all 11 steps. It's great. You know, what steps can you utilize to help pursue your happiness? What can you do to get out of your rut, to find some meaning in your life? And, you know, again, if it's playing guitar, you know, prioritizing, understanding what makes you happy, you know, savor the small moments, you know, ration your time, whatever it is. So my call to action for you guys is sit down, take a little bit of time, work this out, and figure out what makes you happy. And finally, most importantly, pursue it. And again, if it's, you know, a timing thing, figure out what time works for you. you know, what works best for you and your family's schedule. And again, you know, it could be just about anything. But again, take a little bit of time, sit down, utilize the 11 steps, whatever you can take out of it. I'd greatly appreciate it, and it's going to give you some fulfillment in your life. And if you'd like to share it, you can go ahead and take your picture. You can take a picture of it and share it on our Instagram. You can share it on our tag handle is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If you find any value out of today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love so that they can get some value out of today's episode. Because honestly, happiness is something that we hardly ever talk about in today's society. Again, can you honestly answer me? When was the last time you actually sat down with a friend, family member, or just yourself and just say, you know, what the hell am I doing? You know, why am I not having a sense of fulfillment in my life? It just feels like we're on autopilot. You know, this will help you to move you to the next level. And that's what this podcast is all about, is to push you from where you at, point A, to the person you want to become, point B. Providing the resources, the tools, the inspiration to get you to that point B. So that is all the time I have for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Again, please go ahead and follow us on Facebook or Instagram at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We're going to have new episodes every single Monday. Again, I'm going to leave you guys like I do at the end of each and every single episode to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. Again, I love you guys and I appreciate all you guys do and your support. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.